The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, November 7, 2023. Cuba and China are reinforcing their political ties with the visit of the member of the Political Bureau and the Secretariat of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, Xi Taifeng. The visitor was received on Monday by President Miguel Díaz-Canel, who highlighted the continuity and significance of Cuba's high-level talks with China. She assured that his first visit to Cuba left him a deep impression due to the hospitality and optimism of the Cuban people, the presidency reported on social networks. Xi Taifeng described as very special the friendly relations between both peoples, parties, and governments. For his part, Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero highlighted the multi-sector cooperation with China, an expression of the strategic nature of the ties between a large and a small country, both socialist. In a meeting with businessmen and friends of Cuba, the leader highlighted the essential features of the ties of friendship and collaboration between the two nations. Among them, he mentioned dialogue at the highest level and mutual political trust, and in this sense, he assured that there is the will and invariable decision of both parties to raise economic, commercial, and financial relations to the same level of the excellent political relations. The Prime Minister referred to the common obstacles and challenges that China and Cuba have faced. He thanked China and, in particular, its business sector for its support and trust in the most difficult moments. The Law School of the Electoral Tribunal of the Judiciary of Mexico and the Center for Public Administration Studies of the University of Havana started a masterclass titled Professionalization of the Public Function and Due Process. According to the director of this law school, Gabriela Rubalcaba, it is addressed at public servants for their specialization in the matter. On the Cuban side, Noris Tamayo, director of the Center for Public Administration Studies of the University of Havana, said that these master classes are the realization of a dream and thanked the Mexican side for promoting the actions contained in a collaboration agreement between the two institutions. During the opening message of this joint masterclass cycle, Rubalcaba emphasized that the training of public servants in electoral law has been one of the main goals of the school and that they are aware that training in public service and due process is fundamental for state servants. Masterclass, she explained, will consist of 36 classroom and online teaching hours and aims at an academic rapprochement with the University of Havana, thus generating a collaborative dialogue between institutions dedicated to teaching and training to better up professionals. First Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and President of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, stressed that the broad representation of international businessmen at the 39th Havana International Fair, FIHAV 2023, opens new possibilities for business and commercial exchange. After touring several of the exhibition halls, the head of state expressed his satisfaction with the massiveness of the event and noted that this represents the confidence of entrepreneurs in the Caribbean country. He stressed that holding a fair of this magnitude in the midst of the complex national context the country is going through means that there is support from the international business community and from the countries that do business with the largest of the ANT. Regarding the performance of Cuban entities in the event, Díaz-Canel said it is necessary to achieve greater agility in the negotiation processes resulting from this event in order to materialize them in the shortest possible time. The dignitary held brief cordial meetings with exhibitors from the Caribbean nation, Spain, Italy, Russia, Venezuela, Brazil, Vietnam, among others. FIHAF 2023 began its activities on Monday 6 at Expo Cuba, the traditional venue of the event with 17,000 square meters of exhibition space. The Azerbaijani Minister of Health, Dr. Teymur Musayev, received this Tuesday at the headquarters of the institution the ambassador of the Republic of Cuba in that nation, Carlos Valdez. During the meeting, the parties confirmed the decision to strengthen the development of cooperation with concrete actions that allow a mutually profitable collaboration in the field of health for the peoples of Azerbaijan and Cuba, according to Prensa Latina. The main directions of cooperation between the two countries are aimed at medical assistance, academic and scientific exchange, as well as biotechnology and pharmaceuticals. And in the international agenda, we have that the police of Dominica seized several packages of cocaine valued at almost $3 million in the locality of Petit Souffrier on the east coast of the country, a news media reported. In declarations reproduced by the Dominica News Online site, Police Inspector Fixton Henderson said that around 19:18 local time last Saturday, the anti-drug squad found and confiscated 10 bundles of the narcotic that were hidden in the bushes. Each bundle contained 25 bricks of cocaine with a total weight of 300 kilograms, the official revealed, noting that it was valued amounted to more than $2,997,000 US, and that investigations are still in progress. Meanwhile, Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Costa announced his resignation this Tuesday after inspection and investigation into alleged corruption in the government. Costa presented his resignation to President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa during their meeting at the Belém Palace, the official residence of the president. In his statement, the resigning prime minister said that he was not involved in any corruption case, but that he preferred to resign in order to focus on his defense before the Supreme Court of Justice. Costa was the mayor of Lisbon and made the leap to the highest political office in the country in 2015. His Socialist Party has an absolute majority in parliament. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.